Good morning. Skies cleared out nicely overnight across interior New York and New England behind the front that brought the round of showers to the region yesterday. The front will continue to track off the eastern seaboard, allowing high pressure to build in, and we will enjoy mostly sunny skies on this Wednesday. After a bit of a chilly start in the upper 30s and lower 40s, we'll rebound quickly with that sunshine back through the 40s and 50s, and most everyone will top out in the lower to mid 60s today for afternoon highs. A clear evening, and skies will stay clear in much of the region for a part of the overnight hours, and that will allow temperatures to drop back into the 30s and lower 40s tonight before clouds increase and thicken late at night and toward tomorrow morning. We'll still have some sunshine around on Thursday morning, but clouds will continue to increase and thicken ahead of a warm front, which will approach from the south. With this front, there is the risk of a few showers late in the day on Thursday, with highs reaching into the lower 60s once again. Behind the front, it'll stay mild with rain likely overnight Thursday night and lows back down to 50, and this will leave us with mostly cloudy skies and showers on Friday morning. Some breaks of sunshine are possible in the middle of the day Friday, allowing us to push into the middle 60s behind that warm front and ahead of a cold front that'll approach from the west. As that front draws closer, showers will become likely again on Friday afternoon and into the evening, and perhaps a few thunderstorms with highs in the middle and upper 60s. Behind that system will dry out nicely for Saturday with brilliant sunshine back into the lower to mid 60s. And right now it looks like we'll start off sunny on Mother's Day, though clouds will increase with the chance of showers in the afternoon and highs in the lower 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an active springtime weather pattern will continue across the central U.S. this week. A stalled front in the central plains and Midwest will give way to a developing area of low pressure tonight. This low will then lift into the Great Lakes with the cold front pushing east and southeast toward the Mississippi River. The result will be rain and thunderstorms gradually spreading from the plains toward the Mississippi Valley. There is a risk of severe weather and flash flooding with the thunderstorms. In general, the greatest risk for severe weather will be focused from the southern plains into the Ark-La-Tex region. Tornadoes, damaging winds, and large hail will all be possible today. The greatest risk for flash flooding will be focused from the central plains into the Ark-La-Tex. However, chances for severe weather and flash flooding will extend as far north as the western Great Lakes through tomorrow. Elsewhere, precipitation will also be likely in the central Rockies. At higher elevations, this will fall as snow. The heaviest snow accumulations will be above 9,000 feet in the ranges of central Wyoming and Colorado. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 21 degrees with a northwest wind at 46 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 17 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 47 degrees, the dew point 38, 71% relative humidity, a north wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.26 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 17 at Baraga Plains, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the lower to mid 60s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the middle to upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 66 degrees, the low 49, the average temperature 58, that's 2 degrees above normal. 0.02 of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 0.63, that's 0.13 below normal, and 13.27 inches of precipitation for the year, which is 1.34 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low 45. The record high 91 set in 1936, and the record low 26 in 1968. Sunrise this morning was at 5:41 a.m. Sunset this evening 8:03 p.m. 14 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont. also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid 60s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 60s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the upper 30s to around 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds with a chance of a few late-day showers in the lower 60s. More rain Thursday night and Friday morning. Then breaks of sunshine Friday afternoon in the middle and upper 60s. Another round of showers and possibly thunderstorms on Friday afternoon into the evening hours. Drying out Friday night, mostly sunny Saturday, lower to mid 60s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Sunday and a chance of showers on Mother's Day, especially in the afternoon, lower 60s. Showers likely on Monday, upper 50s. And a mix of sun and clouds back into the lower 60s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.